obviously we established this campaign just to help the families following the Nancy Glynn incident on Thursday night, where we have one survivor and two men unaccounted for. In terms of how everyone is holding up, it's devastating for such a small community, such a tight-knit community. In fact, the fishing community around Scotland is very, very close, so it's a very tough time for everyone, but we're rallying around. We're delighted that the campaign has had the public support, which is very apparent. We are probably just, well, the support is there. We will continue to raise a target for the families. Obviously, there's four children left behind, two wives, and it's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things, considering what they've lost. It's a small comfort to them to allow them security for their homes, etc. We are trying to also raise the Nancy Glynn. We're quite sure that the two men are still in the boat, they're in the vessel, and that's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of resource, and a lot of public will. So we're hoping that we can convince the Royal Navy, the MOD, the MAIB to help us in retrieving the men. Well, there's currently two investigations ongoing at the moment with the MAIB and the police at the moment. And of course, it's very important to find out what's happened. It's unclear quite at the moment, but we feel that it might have been one of the troubadours which caught on the sea bottom. To be honest, I think at this stage, the family just really want to have their boys back. That's the priority. It's not to have the boat back. It's nothing else but to lay their men to rest.